I'm speaking to Okta Clark here. Could you give me your birthday again?
My birthday is the last day of April.
And the year was, that's the 31st of April, and what year were you born in?
1904.
Did your daddy play accordion too?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
All the family.
All the family. Your mother too?
No, not my family, my daddy family.
Your daddy family.
They all play. All the lady and the man and everyone.
Mostly accordions, also fiddles?
Accordion.
Accordion.
Yeah. And on my mama's side, my aunt, he played a fiddle, played a guitar, and they play accordion too.
Did you know your grandfather too? Did he play too? Or?
Oh yeah.
Oh really too?
Uh-huh.
Also.
Yeah.
How do you think his style, was it a lot different from yours? Or?
Oh yeah, yes. A lot of different. Well, I guess, I don't know how I can say that, because I believe they got to make the song. They don't hear no radio, they don't hear no graphophone, nothing. So they got to just think about what they want to do and try to make a tune, you know. I guess that's the way they go. They had a lot of different song. They called that, like I said, the polka, valsa de temps, mazurka, and all that.
And back in those days, did they have a similar kind of accordion? Always a one row?
Yeah.
Just like you play now?
Yeah.
It was always been that way?
That's the only thing they had. Uh-huh. And they had those last, the name of those accordion is last. They call them last accordion.
Last accordion?
Last, yeah.
Hmm. What?
That's pretty.
I don't know.
The first accordion I play on it when I had 9 years old. Mm-hmm. That I begin it. Mm-hmm. My daddy bought it. It was a little black accordion, and he bought it for $2.50. Brand new.
Really?
And he brought him home.
They were that cheap back in those
days.
Yeah.
And I started playing that, and I couldn't play it. Soon I couldn't play almost everything I want.
Just like that.
Did you learn mostly from your daddy or?
No, I learned more from the good musician.
Who?
The good one. Some musician, you know.
Do you remember some of them?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. And
Could you name me a couple of them?
Yes, I can name it. The one is, they call him Alfie Simon. And the other one is Eugène Simon. That's two cousins, but there was a good playing.
Il vient de Oral ici?
Oui, cousin with my daddy. Oh. And the other one was Frank Roy. That's the one I learned with him too.
Well, I never heard. They all came from around here? They came from Bayou Sauvage? Or?
Frank was raised about Cadiana, right close.
Oh.
He was raised there. And one night I was playing, I danced at, they called that T.B. Simon. And I saw old Frank come and heard, but hear me, you know, about the bandstand. And I begged him, I said, Mr. Frank, how come you don't come and play in my place a little while? Mm-hmm. Oh, he said, I don't believe. But I want to hear him. So I begged him, I said, come on, I'd like to hear you. Well, he said, all right. He get on that and he play. So that I had that waltz, that old musician waltz. Mm-hmm. That's what I get it with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's about, I had 14 years old. I had it from that time. I keep on because I like it. And nobody nobody keep on that dance. I didn't hear nobody play that dance, so I played it.
Back in those days, did you play mostly house parties, or was it dance halls already?
They had dance halls.
Oh, really?
And a party, a lot of party.
Like this was like after the first war? Was this after
World War I? Yeah, the first war.
When you started playing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
First war.
And they already had little dance halls?
Yeah, right? A little bit. Not too close, but they had some.
What were most of the dance bands like? Just accordion and fiddle, or did they have rubboard or guitar? Or?
They had tickling.
Triangle.
And fiddle and a guitar, that's all.
That's it.
But they had a guitar. Who was in your first band when you played? You played just alone?
The first band I had, I played a lot of time, just the accordion and the keyfire, that's
yeah.
all. Mm. Sometimes I had a fill. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I play all the dance like that.
Was there a lot of musicians all over the place?
Was there
no.
Not too much.
Many.
Not too
many.
Much. Oh. The young one don't learn too much. The old one keep on that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard them about that time they passing the road, but late at night. But sundown in a bargain, and they play that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was stay right there, and they pass on the other road over there, and I sit down outside and I listen. I say, Lord, Lord, they never that can do that much. And I be dogged. I come a long time. I keep on that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When you want something, if you want to keep on,
mm-hmm.
you get it.
Did you play a lot in those days? You want me to get that? How did you do that? You play every day?
Oh, well. Almost. I work hard here. I work in the field all day.
Pioche.
At night I go play party mm-hmm. until mm-hmm. 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Next morning, pioche again.
Mm-hmm.
That come hard.
And most of the music you heard when you were growing up was French numbers, like?
All French.
What was the first, what did you think when you first heard a record or radio? Do you remember the time when the radio or the records come in? Did you think much about it or?
No, I don't remember too much that. No.
You still just kept on listening to other people and played your own tunes?
Yeah, I keep on. I told you what happened with me. I couldn't go to bed at night. And the day after, when I get up in the morning, I had a dance. I could make a new dance. I went in the Maurice, they had a big bazaar there. And the Black Eagle Band, a band was playing.
Yeah, this
brass band from New Orleans?
I don't know where they come from, but they're all niggers.
Uh-huh.
And I went there, and I hear them. And you know I got a tune from him.
Ah, very good.
Do you remember which tune you got from?
Yeah.
Which
I couldn't play that again.
Which tune was it? Do you remember? You remember?
I don't know, I remember the name, you know, but I couldn't play that tune again.
Was it a two-step or what?
No, it's two-step.
Two-step.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't record that for us yesterday.
Oh no, never. I never record that.
I'd like to hear that one. Uh-huh.
Anyway, another time I went to my aunt. Make a veille over there. And they had a graphophone there. And they play a tune. Next day I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I can play that too.
Oh, yeah.
A long time I didn't do it, but I can do it. That's the way I learned it.
Mm-hmm. You just hear the tunes and then you put it on the accordion, huh?
Yeah. And right after, I can do it. But the day after I hear them, I can hear that tune in my,
mm-hmm.
all day long I can hear it. That's what I catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
mm-hmm.
coming. That's funny. I'm not that, like that now because I believe I get old and I don't remember that much.
Did you hear any other colored bands that you remember, you know, Negro bands that you
Not too much, no.
Too much.
I catch a few.
Mm-hmm.
because the nigger was still around here, and if I heard him, I catch it, you know. Mm-hmm. One time I was going in the road with in a wagon, and I had a young little nigger about 13 years old. He asked me for a ride. I said, okay, come in. So he got a little tune that he sing and he whistle, he sing and he whistle. And you know I got it?
Which, what do you call that tune?
Which one did you
get? I call that the black top blue.
Oh, the black top blue.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good song.
Black top blue.
That's how you heard them. But by the time they started making records, you already knew a lot of tunes, I guess, and you didn't.
Oh yeah.
When Joe Falcone did his records, you were already playing.
Oh yeah. I played with Joe Falcone a lot of time. Mm. Me and Joe.
Oh really?
I played with Amede Brew.
Oh. How was Amede Brew? It was a good player?
Oh yeah, it was better than Joe to play, but Joe was better singer. And when I get to the dance and Mede was playing, when he saw me, he said, come see. So what he do, he gave me the accordion and he take the fiddle or the tigeling. Oh, and we was good friend, me and Bo Mede. Mm-hmm. We stay good friend.
Where did they live, in Rain or?
Well, all the time, I believe in Rain. Uh-huh. Long I remember, he lived in Rain.
The whole family, huh?
Yeah.
And did you hear Cleoma Bro a lot when she used to sing with...
Who?
Cleoma Bro, you know, the...
Cleoma Bro.
Cleoma.
Cleoma, oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. A lot of things, a lot of down.
Did they have a lot of women singers during this? More than
no.
The figures, something? No, they didn't?
That's the only one that sang at that time.
Huh. When did you and Hector, how did you and Hector get together?
Well, Hector liked to play the fiddle. And Jesse Dion too, the guitar. And they had about 13 years old. And they come meet me. They want to learn. Well, I said, if you want to learn, come on, we're gonna play. So I play, and they try. So when they know enough to bring it to the dance, I bring it over that with me. And we start from there. Boy, they like that. And we make money.
How much money would y'all make?
I make $4 for the dance, and they make each one $1.
Because they didn't know how to
play. That was big money back in those days, wasn't it?
You talk about money.
Uh-huh. When was that? When did y'all first get together? About what year, right? You and Hector?
Well, you know, Hector is 66 years old, and he had...
It was when he was 14, you say?
About 13, 14 years.
14 years old.
53 years ago, something like that?
About sometime.
That'd be in the 30s.
About that.
Early 30s, huh? And then for a while he went off and played with his little group. They had the Dixie Ramblers, was it?
Yeah. You know what? I lost my daddy first. Uh-huh. So I stopped. I said I quit for a while, you know. So he started get with the string band.
Oh, you quit playing for a while?
Yeah, for a while. Uh-huh. Then he come back again with me. Uh-huh. After that, we don't play too much. So somebody else come and get me to play with us. And they don't have a good feeling. Not good. I said, I got a good one. He said, yeah, I get it. So I get Hector. And we play from there. We play at Lafayette and Mrs. Webb for 6 years straight. And they changed the people around the place, changed 3 times. Sometimes I didn't know which one is the boss. You know?
And what was the name of that club?
Mrs. Webb Lounge.
Mrs. Webb Lounge?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was in the early 50s, kind of when...
Yeah, 54.
54. I guess that's... Was that about the time that the accordion music come back? Pretty strong here?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We play on the Jamboree. The Jamboree, we start at about 5 o'clock every Saturday afternoon. So... I play a little while, and somebody else want to play, they play. So I play the dance after that.
Mm-hmm. Is that a radio program?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For 6 years we had that.
Oh, you were on the radio for 6 years?
Yeah.
Really, huh? Remember the station's name that
KSLG at Crowley.
KSLG in Crowley.
KSLG.
SIG, huh?
Yeah.
And they would come and bring their microphones there and broadcast.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I imagine you had some good times at those.
Oh, yeah, the dance hall was full all the time, at 5 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Oh, yeah. And when I go to collect the boss, and he pay me, so I take $4-$5. Dollar bill, and you roll it, put it in my pocket like that. Say, what's that? He said, okay. Don't say nothing. And there's a tip he gave me, a good man.
By that time, how much would you get for a night?
At that time, we don't get too much. But $10 a head, that's all. Uh-huh.
But I guess beer was still pretty cheap back then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What was the most enjoyable thing about playing dances? Is there anything special that you enjoyed the most about?
Just you like that, that's all. Mm-hmm. Like that, and I make all my life with that, you know. So I don't not be interested to dance and all that. Mm-hmm. I can play and see the people have a good time, that's okay with me. Mm-hmm.
What is music to you? What does that mean to play French music and play accordion? What does that mean to you?
What that mean to me? Mm-hmm. Well, it just means like a pastime. When I got back to the field sometime, I was tired. And if I can play a little while, it get me up again.
Mm-hmm. Just like that?
That's the only way.
What does it take? I know you're one of the best, if not the best, because I mean that's just it. But what does it take to be a good Cajun musician?
Well, it takes the speed with your finger, good mind to keep on the tune, and learn something. Mm-hmm. When you learn it, keep it. Okay. And you can play different. You can play the same. I can do that. Somebody gonna come, you gonna play one tune there. You come out one different way. So I gonna come out and play the same tune, and it gonna come out different. Mm-hmm. You can make a tune a little pretty that use different note. So that make a big difference with a man play accordion, you know. Mm-hmm. If you can make a pretty that you can make it, that's the best way to make it. And you can do that. Touch like a player failure, you know. Somebody can make a failure sound different, but the same tune that you're going to play. But that comes. And somebody don't know how come I don't open my accordion. I don't need that. You got to study how many high you need to play what you want to play.
Oh, that's right.
A lady asked me that at the JR party over there. She said, I don't understand that. When I play, I don't have enough. I bring it that way, I don't have enough air. Well, I said, that's something later you got to learn. Like whistling. If you start a whistling something and you don't stop, you're going to miss air too. But you got to learn how you're going to take enough air to keep on with that.
That's right.
And that's why collagen is made. You got to want just to keep the air the way you want it.
Who was the best Cajun musician you ever heard? Who was to you was the best?
Well, they're all good. Yeah. I believe they're all good.
Which one struck you as something that was playing it right? You
know, well, I believe the old one, that's the one I call that Frank Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He played it right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know when you play the rhythm, that's...
So yeah, and you take Joe Falcon was very good too. And Mede Bro was good too. He was fast in his finger, and he was good too. And a lot of people was good, but some, like you take Ardis Roger. Ardis Roger, you're going to hear him, he's a good player. But old musician told me, he said, Clark, he said, nobody can beat you for dance. I said, you believe so? He said, yes. He said, when you dance, you don't miss your step. And he said, Ardis, cut. And you got to change. You got to change your step, you know. I said, I didn't know that. I would say, yeah. And we played in the four rows there.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin told me, he said, you know the difference you have when you play and Ardis play? I said, no, I don't know. He said, well, on my register, $100 difference. I said, what? $100. I said, I do have $100 more than me. He said, no, you got me. I said, sure enough. And he leave, you go talk with him. He go tell you that.
That's Austin who?
Austin Brussels.
Brussels, yeah. No.
He got the four rows there.
Mm-hmm.
He run the four rows for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when four rows was done, nobody could make that four rows start again. He try, make people come there, nobody want to come. So they come and see me. He said, I can't give you much because I don't have no much people. I mean, if you're going to give me a chance, if you bring people here, he said, don't worry about it. He said, you're going to make more now, I'm going to make time too. Well, I said, I'll give you a chance. So the first dance, I was playing on the jamboree over there. I tell that to the people. I was going to the four row.
On the radio.
Mm-hmm. On the radio, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they drove back to the four row. So over there, that man get mad over there. His people laugh and it follow me. So the second dance I played at in the four rows, I told Austin, I said, look, you better get more table, more chair. He said, what? Well, I said, he's almost full there tonight. And the next dance, it was full. He put 8 table more and the chair with him. Next dance, we got it full. And we keep that about 3 years, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've got a nice rhythm, so they really like that.
I believe that's why. Yeah. They said they're good music for dance. That's what they told me. Good music for dance. And I had little Alvin So. You know Alvin So?
Yeah.
He was playing with me. One night, this was full. And they still at the door to come in. Say, God dog. They look like we give him something here. The way they come in. Well, he said, one thing we give him good music. I said, you're right.
That's a great. Give him something. Huh?
Well, the people are going to listen to your album for the first time, and they're going to say, "Well, wow! How can I learn this? What would you tell them?" Or they say, "You know, what it's, when they hear your album for the first time, what can you tell them? What would you say?" with somebody come here with your album. I said, look, Mr. Ota, I have your album. I said, I think it's the best music I've ever heard. What is it? How do I learn it? What is it?
Well, I let them say what they want to say. And a lot of told me, long time ago, you're supposed to make some. And I don't know how many people ask me, when they come out, let me go and let me know. I want some. And they still tell me that. And they never come out. So, looked like I was a liar.
Well, it's gonna come out. I hope it's gonna come out. I'll try it fast. Yeah.
But music has always been, really, the French music is mainly for dancing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's for dance.
For dancing, because. Yeah. But I guess there were people who sang in the house, or did you ever just whistle tunes when you work, or?
I don't whistle too much, don't sing too much, but I got it in my mind. Mm-hmm. I got an inside. Nobody can catch it.
Pretty.
Yeah. I believe that's natural. Mm-hmm. It got to be.
Right.
Because a lot of people try. A lot of people come here. It take like Basil. Basil was I show Basil all what I can because I like Basil. Okay. He's a good boy for me and last time he came here, and he came here with his accordion and his fiddle. And he said, let's play a few tunes. So he told me, he said, I want you to show me how to play Bosco Stomp. Well, I said, you can play. He said, yes, I'll show you the way I'll play. So the way he playing, he can do it different, and it'd be easy. So I said, Basil, it's not that way. I'm going to show you how to play. So I take my accordion and show him how to turn it. So he turned it. He said, well, I try to keep that in my head. And he said, if I forgot about it, I come with a tape recording, I want to record that. And the Bosco Stomp is not hard to turn. And you don't imagine how many people was learned to play and they come here to learn that they could play, but they can't turn them. They can't turn them. Well, I said, I'll be doggone. I show them that there was young people. I like to show them that. To young people, I get an old, I guess somebody gonna try to take my place sometime. I like to hear that.
Me too.
And I show him. He was glad to know that. I don't know how many come here. Mm-hmm. If they want to buy a accordion, they gonna come see me. If check his accordion, how it look. They believe. Maybe they believe more. I know more than I know.
On va les embêter.
No.
But you said in the old days when you started, or when you heard your daddy and those people, did they have names to all the songs or not?
Yeah, they had names. But I don't remember exactly. Like a Gly, they call that one Gly, they call one Lancier.
Oh, wait, the Lancier.
Lancier.
Oh, yeah.
And Polka, something like that. And but I don't remember exactly the tune.
Those old songs, the Lancier.
Yeah. I don't know how that go, but I believe that put two line, and one get come and make two, three run, and get back, and the other one go.
I think so.
Each one a turn, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess that the way they go, but I'm not sure.
Would they sing a lot in the old days more?
No, the dance, the accordion play that.
Accordion play that?
Yeah.
When you sing a song, where's that song come? Do you sing a story, or are you thinking about a certain thing? Each song is different. Where does that come from, the story of the song, l'histoire de la chanson?
Je connais pas. connais.
Mais quand tu chantes ça, quand tu chantes la basse à mèche,
de grand-mère. Oh, well, c'est justement quelqu'un qui a fait ça comme ça parce qu'il fallait faire quelque chose et il a jonglé, faire une basse pour les mèches, c'est ça.
Bah, jongler, c'est
ça. Jongler ça, ça, ouais. Comme ça.
Et toi aussi, tu n'as jamais fait des paroles, mais tu te fais des paroles de toi-même.
Ouais, ouais, il n'y a pas rien d'écrit là-dessus. Tu connais?
Oui, oui.
Pareil, comme, tu prends les chansons, il y a un tas de chansons qui écrit, all the world. Mais tout ça, dans ce temps-là, il n'y a pas de chansons qui étaient écrites.
C'est juste dans ta tête.
Tu fais ça, toi, ça, tu dis, ah, toi, tu voulais.
Chaque fois, tu peux chanter right. Les paroles, tout ça, ça c'est bon.
And the old folk call one dance courtilienne.
Ah, yeah.
Courtilienne. Et quand tu crois c'était courtilienne, saute crapaud.
C'est ça un courtilien?
That's what they call courtilienne, saute crapaud.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just that one tune they always call it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You heard about that courtilienne, huh?
No, I've heard that tune.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But
how would they do that courtilienne?
Well, I don't know how come they call that courtilienne and saute crapaud. I don't know. But I heard that from an old man. He was playing a little bit. And they went at, I don't know where he went to, where. And they told him, play courtilienne. He said, I don't know. You don't know play courtilienne? No, I don't know. A while ago, he started playing saute crapaud. He said, that courtilienne. And that's what I mean, that the old folks, courtilienne, they call him saute crapaud too.
But in those days, people didn't know as many different numbers as they do now, did they?
Oh, no.
They just played a few all night long, kind of, with
yeah.
That?
They played almost the same one all the time. Uh-huh. And when they catch a new one, well, sometime they come out with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because people didn't hear as much music, did they?
No.
You were satisfied with just a few.
Oh, yeah. No.
But did you play them a lot longer sometimes? Did you always play them about 3 minutes long, or did you, in the old days, play them longer? Like, let's take a waltz, to whatever. How long would you sometimes play them at a dance? Do you remember?
Well, you got to watch how the people get along in that. If you play your dance too long, the old folks in there, they're hard to make it, you know. So you got to find that. Mm-hmm. But don't play too long, because they were satisfied, they dance enough, so the next dance they can dance with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that's why in Scott, that Walter Mouton, they complain. Mm-hmm. Play his dance too long. Mm-hmm. And I talked with Walter. I said, Walter, good friend. I said, Walter, I don't want to tell you what to do. But I know if you heard something about for me, I'd be glad you told me. And I said, if you want, I told you. Well, he said, I'm glad, Mr. Crowley, I'm glad. Well, I said, don't play your dance too long. Cut it a little short. And he forgot about it, I guess, and he keep on play too long.
But you think back when you started, they played them about the same length as they do now? Or?
Yeah, about the same, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Huh? Yeah.
I thought maybe the records made it different, that, you know, a record was only 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
But you don't think that made that much difference?
No, I don't believe. Don't believe. Uh-huh.
Did they always wait about 5 or 6 or 7 minutes between songs?
Oh, yeah.
Between dances, so people could have a drink?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I watch it too. And when I went to the dance hall, well, I start playing. And the dance that don't bring all them in the ring, I never play back again.
Yeah.
Well, that sort of eliminates a lot of tunes, yeah.
Nobody got have to tell you that. They, you know, they don't like it.
Well, this is obviously how certain dances get lost, like maybe the mazurka.
Yeah.
If you found out they didn't react to it,
yeah,
you just forgot about it then.
Yeah.
Well, the two-step was an early dance that you remember that was there? That was an earlier dance, the two-step? Or that came about later?
Well, I believe the valse de ton came, and when the valse de ton stopped, two-step.
It was just simpler. Because you spoke before, you have, when you turn it, what's a turn when you make a song? What's the turn?
Second part.
Oh, I don't know.
How do you make a turn? It's the same, you change it a little bit?
Well, it might be changed a little bit, but it changes the way you dance, you know.
Yes.
The style. Mm-hmm. The style, the way they dance.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
You remember, you was too young. I remember that. They had a dance, they called that one step. Mm-hmm. And they make a long step like that. Mm-hmm. And then they stop, put the brake like that, and they let it come on that knee.
Oh, that's what the one step was?
One step, yeah.
In other words, like you dance like this, you go like this on
that? Oh, fast, and that's a long step. And that when you decide you stop, then you start again. And one night, I was a good little friend. I go out with that little girl, and she had a long dress. And my neighbor, he told me, he said, well, that girl had a long dress. I said, yeah. He said, if you want to dance with him and back it fast and stop and bust that dress I gave you to me. Well, I said, okay. So I went over there, started dancing, and when I stopped like that, and my big long leg, I just stop it, and she come on that fridge. Thus is a dread. So we stopped dancing. She went in the room over there and she fixed it. And I go get my two.
Well, to play a one step, how is that one step different than a two step, though? To play it.
Well, well, the one step and the two step is almost the same thing. It just dance different.
Just dance different.
That's all.
Do they have an extra beat in between
no,
the parts?
No.
For that stop?
No, it's about the same thing.
Some of them have an extra beat.
That's great about the dress.
Yeah.
He must have some other stories out there. He must have some other stories about that.
But how do people dance? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they always dance the waltz like they do now? Or did they used to dance it with more? Like in Europe, well, I don't know if I can explain
turn.
It.
Turn. Turn more.
Yeah, turn more. Did they ever do that more?
No, they don't turn that much.
They never did?
No.
It's always been...
I mean, they turn when they get to the corner, maybe, then they keep on going to the
corner.
And I saw on the TV, they almost turn all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, well, when it started, I think the waltz in Austria, you know,
I believe
the turn of the century, they had really elaborate turns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's the way they started, mm-hmm. and they changed it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Was the polka considered a kind of a nasty dance when it first came out, or you don't remember?
The polka?
Yeah, I guess
the polka is still the same. They dance there the same thing when the first note. They dance now,
mm-hmm.
the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Est-ce qu'il y avait des dons salés ou des dons sales?
Non.
Non. Pas comme les blues ou les
mm-hmm.
autres?
Non. Mm-hmm. Oh non, dans sale, il fallait faire attention à l'affaire.
Oh oui, mais ça c'est...
Don't go smoking in that dance hall.
Mm.
Oh no. And you can, when you finish dance, let your lady go sit around and then get away from that.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that was strict.
Oh, really?
You can't get a girl and go to the dance, but they put you out right now. You got to bring with his mama. Oh, the mama was there all the time with his girl.
She brought her.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And then the men came by themselves.
One of my friends, He make me laugh, yeah. He said I went to walk with that little girl, and he said when I walk, I just grab it across the body like that. He said he knocked me on the side and pushed me over. And when I come back to catch it, I can't catch it. He said I got to grab just that, the skin of the joint of the arm to walk
the
to
elbow?
Do it. Said that all you can touch, the skin of that. Just got that, and he said I walked to the bucket, and that's all I can touch.
That's not good. Did you meet your wife at the dance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She was a good dancer?
Ooh. Oh. Too good.
Steal the heart away.
Relatively.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we got...
Anything more you want to say about that?
Yeah. I believe I'm through with the truth.
I can...
Get started on the live.
Yeah. Make up some story.
Sure.
Well, I imagine you had some good times playing these dances.
Oh, yeah. I got some good times. I had all the moonshine I wanted to drink. Don't cost me nothing. And had a lot of friends. Each one wanted me to go play at his house. Come play tonight. I'll make you a big gumbo or something like that. So get together. We went over there. I got a good time. Mm-hmm.